You're listening to Vatican Radio. 5 months on from the joint commemoration of the Reformation by Pope Francis and Lutheran leaders, the president of the Lutheran World Federation says the ecumenical energy of that event is penetrating hearts and minds of Christians across the globe. During a conversation at his Jerusalem residence, the LWF president told me that working for unity within the Christian, Muslim or Jewish communities is the only way to cut the roots of extremism and sectarianism which threaten society. Today. Bishop Munib Younan, the last time we met was in Lund and Malmö with Pope Francis for that joint commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Is it possible, do you think, to talk about fruits of that encounter?
Yeah, I think, this was a blessed moment where I felt both in the church, in the cathedral in Lund and in Malmö Arena, that the Holy Spirit was guiding us and being present among us. And then, of course, we promised each other, the Pope and myself, that we will continue this journey of unity and ecumenism locally and internationally and globally. Now, for me, it has its own fruits. First of all, which is very important, that we have noticed in France, Lutherans and Catholics worship together after that to celebrate. Here in Jerusalem, we have done two things. One in Amman, Jordan, the Catholic Church, the Latin Catholic Church, headed now by the Apostolic Administrator and myself, agreed to have two services to incarnate the Lund message and liturgy in Arabic. So we had one in Amman, Jordan, which was full, and they had another service. The first one was in the Lutheran Church in Amman, and the second one was in the Catholic Church, in St. Catherine Church, in the Church of Nativity, in Bethlehem. I mean, these are two remarkable things. It's very important to show that we are fighting sectarianism or denominationalism and extremism, and showing by our unity the sign of love and common will. Again, I want to say that also I have read for Dr. Muhammad Sammak, who is one of the leaders of Islam, who said we should learn from Lutherans and Catholics, from the Vatican and Lutheran Federation, how to combat sectarianism as Muslims. In Germany, you are noticing now that the Cardinal Max and Bishop Bergström have together a joint service, Healing Memories. And I have been invited also to Florence to give only a lecture on Lund and the meaning of Lund and what is the future. What do we agree, disagree? What does it mean? And at the same time, 23 Catholic organizations and universities were present in a symposium for 3 days where I was the keynote speaker and they all commented on Reformation. So I think now it's moving on, it's rolling. And it's rolling like, a snow roll. It's becoming bigger and bigger. And that's the meaning of reception. Not only to leave it in Geneva and in the Vatican, but we should have it infiltrated, penetrating into the hearts and minds that there is no other way than unity. And that what, I always said, that people may say, look how Lutherans and Catholics love each other and they are serious for unity.
It's particularly important here in the Holy Land, isn't it, where all the Christian churches are facing such huge challenges.
Exactly. First of all, in the Holy Land, it is more important than any other. I always say, if ecumenism succeeds in Jerusalem, it succeeds in the whole world. Here we are living sometimes in Jerusalem with the status quo. And sometimes the status quo is a blessing when it regulates, but sometimes it's a problem.
This is the old agreement between the main churches here as to who...
And the Turkish since 1852.
As to who looks after the holy places.
Exactly. But the grassroots here in Jerusalem and in Palestine and Israel and Jordan are yearning for unity. And sometimes they are ahead of us, heads of churches, for unity. Because being, small in number, you are yearning to see that we are one. After all, 95% we are joined in the one faith, in the one baptism, in the one Eucharist, and so on. After all, it's what our disagreements are minor to the main doctrine, which is Christ and His salvation. So, why can't we work together? So, we are not only in Jerusalem and the Holy Land, in the whole Middle East today, What we have done in Lund is a challenge for Christians and Muslims alike, even for Jews. How can we cut the roots of extremism, sectarianism, and denominationism? I think this, what Lund carries, that, and we Christians should be vanguards in carrying the message of unity.
At the end of our conversation, I asked Bishop Munib Younan to summarise what he sees as the most significant results of that joint commemoration of the Reformation 5 months ago.
I think, you know, before Lund, we couldn't speak on Eucharistic hospitality. Today, we heard in the press conference in Malmö, when Koch said, we have now to seriously consider it. This is a positive. And I believe today, ecumenism is not only dependent on theological, scientific dialogue, but also on trust and friendship. And because of this trust and friendship, which we have together, and because of this openness, and because of this energy of Lund that we carry, I believe in 10 years, maximum 15 years, we may agree on this problem. And my prayer is that we can, in 10 years, sign a mutual recognition agreement together, that the two churches recognize each other. I think that would be a blessing.
Recognize each other around the Eucharistic table.
Exactly. And for me, this is my prayer, and I hope I'll see it in my lifetime, because this is really something which I was only yearning in my life. And I believe it, the Holy Spirit is guiding us in the right way. But the Holy Spirit is illogical. It can be quicker. I hope it's be quicker than our thoughts. But I'm seeing we are going to be there one day.
Bishop Munib Younan is president of the Lutheran World Federation.